back to life. Fight fear for the selfish pain.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com and certainly follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It is time for Spiritual Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams, who is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of Judah Andrew Sams, their first son. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, I love it. And as you know, I like to start off our segment with a health and welfare update on baby Drew, who is, what, 14 and a half months old? 13 and a half months old.
13 and a half. Yeah, he's growing. Gosh, I think he's kind of gone from the toddler stage to the running stage. I mean, he just will not stand still. It's so much fun. I'm flying next week to Texas, so we're going to see how he does. Does not like to be held. Just wants to be on the go. It's so much fun.
So much fun. All is good.
All is very good.
All right. I like that kind of update. So, Pastor Drew, am I a racist?
Yeah, that's a layered question there.
Hey, I thought that would be a quick no.
Of course it's no.
Oh, well,
of
hello.
Of course it's no.
Oh, you meant in the generic.
In the generic, yeah.
Okay. Well, any first thoughts after you read my column and about the issues? I don't know if you heard the previous segment, which was really interesting, with Sherilyn Laban, who is a black, African-American, Negro, colored, whatever the word of choice you want to use, woman. And it was fascinating to hear her thoughts on this. But I would love yours from the point of view of your experience at church, your own experience growing up in L.A., and any other thoughts you have.
Boy, so much to talk about. Well, let's start with, I guess, my experience growing up in L.A. This is all I've ever known. I haven't lived outside of Los Angeles. Grew up in Pasadena, but the west side, Altadena.
Well, there aren't any people of color in Pasadena, are there?
Not when you're living in Altadena. It's all my neighbors were, my friends growing up were African-American.
Oh, really?
A lot of Hispanic, because we lived up in the Altadena, right near John Muir High School, where Jackie Robinson went to high school. He was in the same class with my grandpa, same graduating class.
Wow, how cool.
Yeah. And with Sams and Robinson, they were right next to each other, same page of the yearbook. I'll have to show you that photo sometimes. That's all I ever knew. I remember, growing up and going to class, and we would have Cultural Appreciation Day where everybody had to bring, plates of food from their heritage. And I was actually, in some ways, kind of sad. This is like kindergarten, I think.
Because you didn't have anything that was really distinct?
Exactly. I'm like, man, there's some good jambalaya. There's some good, kimchi.
So you brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, huh?
I brought a hot dog. I don't even think that's in some ways, I felt like the odd one out.
I felt deprived.
Yeah. And then, moved to Glendale and the majority.
Wait. Let's stay on that Cultural Appreciation Day for a moment. Do you think that would even be allowed today?
Oh, no way.
Okay, that would be considered racist.
Yeah, it's almost like then. Okay, so this is in the 80s. There was an appreciation and honoring the diversity of the other person and really valuing it. But now it's like there's no differences. Let's not talk about it.
Well, or you have what's gone on, the total reversal of what I grew up with. You know, during the 60s and 70s, everything on college was about inclusivity, breaking down barriers. So for sororities and fraternities and dorms that in any way were segregated were integrated. And there were protests about, white only this, white only that, all across every channel of society, so that we broke those barriers. Now, in the politically correct world we live in, there are black dorms, and that's considered ideal. There are other ones. I mean, other ethnicities. I mean, Latino and Indian, and I mean, American Indian. So everything that America's about, everything that you and I grew up with, is now, oddly enough, turned upside down. And there seems to be more segregation by choice, to celebrate our difference. And we can't even integrate. I don't even understand those ideas of a black dorm. What value is that?
Boy, and it even goes beyond race as well. We try to make the defining boundaries around our friends, our organizations, even more than that. And so, you know, I wonder sometimes, is it just a fear of the ubiquitous other?
Hmm.
You know, where if somebody is different than us, whether it's politically or an educational, socioeconomic, you know, even fans of another team. You know, we like to segregate. We like to feel safe among our people, whatever that looks like. But I think when we can't celebrate how different somebody else can be and to be in a relationship with them, to appreciate them, even to disagree over certain things, but still be able to interact with one another, I feel like we've really lost that.
I agree. You know, it's very interesting. You've met my wife.
Yes.
And we are probably about as different as can be on paper in the following sense. I'm Jewish. I'm white. She's Christian. She's Chinese. So right there, you have some gigantic differences. And she is a moderately practicing Christian. However, I find none of that to be a problem because our values and our politics are relatively the same.
Mm.
Whereas if I was dating a Jewish liberal, I would have a much harder time, and I did during my dating between marriages, than I do with my wife. The only difference, I look at her and I just see my wife. I don't see or think that she's Chinese. I mean, after a while, you just see the person. And I see when she's happy, and I see when she's not happy. And I see when she's mad at me. I don't like that she's mad at me. I don't see she's a Chinese woman mad at me. I just see my wife mad at me. But those values to me became much more important in my selection of a partner, and we're about as different as can be in every other way. She also grew up in Canada. I grew up in California. So literally black and white, to use the color analogy again, yet the commonality we have is based on our values.
And that transcends no matter what your hobbies are, no matter where you were born. And it's almost like we've flipped that. You know, like if you were to sign up for an online dating service, typically you're going to fill out, you know, I'm looking for somebody that likes to surf, that likes to play bunco, that likes to, you know, is this tall, that likes dogs. And really, you can so be perfectly lined up with them. They can be just like you, but then when it comes down to really the thing that matters most, your values, the direction you desire for your life together, those things, you can be more different than use that language of black and white.
Light. All right, last question because we're almost out of time. Was Jesus black?
He was a Middle Easterner. He definitely wasn't blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay.
He wasn't African, as we typically understand, but I think that we wouldn't notice him today from all the movies that we've made about him if we were to go back in time and to see him. But he was a Jewish man living you know, in a part of the world where definitely not Fabio looking.
I love how there's been recent politics denying that he was Jewish. I just find that so comical. It's just the anti-Semitism that permeates the world is hysterical.
I don't know how you can do that.
You can read it. I mean,
maybe it wasn't a guy either. Actually, I may have heard.
No,
that.
There's been a lot of recent stuff that's put out, of course, by the Palestinians, of which there is no such thing really, that are denying that Jesus was ever Jewish. So I think that's hysterical. Very quickly, where can our readers and listeners find you?
Well, I'm all over the interwebs. Surfer Drew on all the social media sites and still getting that blog together. Can't wait. I've got more to share. Can't wait.
I can't wait for it too. Thank you so much, Pastor Drew, and we'll talk with you next week.
Wonderful.
All right, stay tuned for Therapy Talk coming up.